Welcome to Stories of Hope. This is a podcast by the Dream Center,
where you will hear from people who have stories that once seemed hopeless.
People whose stories of redemption and life transformation are so powerful, they can only be possible by the power of Jesus. Hey everybody, welcome back to Stories of Hope. As you can see, again, if you're watching on YouTube, we are in a very different setting again tonight. We just wrapped up our third worship night here at the Dream Center for this year. And so tonight we thought it'd be fun to sit down with a lot of the people who have been a part of all of them and just kind of talk about why we do them, what's the purpose between video and audio, why we try to include a whole bunch of different people from different churches. And I'm just really excited. So my name's Brady. If it's your first time here, I'm one of our hosts. Sarah, our wonderful co-host, is not here tonight. She is behind the camera, but she's not on camera. She is very kindly given her seat to these guys tonight to be able to talk about these nights. So this is my friend Trey Stahlsmith. Perfect.
Wow.
This is our, if you've heard about him before, if you're listening to the podcast, this is Smike. He's our intern.
Hello.
Wonderful. And this is my friend Luke.
Hello.
He is in college at AU, and yeah, I'm just super thankful for all three of you guys for being a part of these nights and for being my friends, and the fact that we get to do ministry all the time together is really cool.
It's great.
So basically, just to start off, our ministry here at the Dream Center at the beginning of this year sparked just an idea. I was in here walking around at the beginning of the year and just felt like God was saying we needed to use this room and bring people from all over the city together and just spend time with him. And so we did one in June, we did one in September, and then we did one tonight on December 1st. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
I'd love to kind of start and just hear, like, maybe Trey, like, what's been one of your favorite things that you've, like, kind of seen God do, or something just really cool that you've seen in the room through the last couple nights?
Yeah, I missed the one, and I'm so mad I missed the one in the summer. But I've been at two of the three, including tonight. And I feel like the thing that blows me away is the Dream Center, I feel like, has people that are going to be unabandoned, like, or they're not undignified in their worship. Like, they're not going to have a second thought. And so, honestly, I don't know if y'all noticed, but, like, in, like, the second song tonight, a massive crowd.
It was Alabaster House, the Recovery Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
This makes the point even better. They came in and they just went in, like, right there the entire night. Yeah. And I feel like it's encouraging to me, because compared to, like, what we're going to experience on a Sunday morning, you're going to catch people who have become like too acquainted with church and with the Lord. And so they end up standing there the entire time. And you can just, I've really clung to the verse that those who have been forgiven much love much. And so it always impresses me to see the people that they know. I'm a sinner. I've messed up. I've gotten it wrong. Right. And the only reason I'm here is because Jesus saved me and he loves me. And that spirit of worship at these nights is always so encouraging to me. From start to finish, they were locked in.
Right.
It's just, I think it's the most beautiful thing.
Beautiful. Luke, what about you? What's something you've seen?
Yeah, I think it's cool to see freedom. I think people are hungry for freedom and they don't even know it.
Yeah.
And to be able to be in a spot where we're able to invite people to that and to attend that in a room is like one of my favorite things ever. And so I just think seeing people step into freedom, almost like the people who were there worshipfully undignified.
Right.
And then you have people who are like stepping into it and we get to invite them into that. And so one of my favorite things is seeing like a room go from what you're talking about of people just kind of stand in and like to, oh, wait, I can just step into this. I can just be a part of what God's doing in the room. And it's really simple. And so I just think people are hungry for freedom. They don't know it. And these nights are really cool to be able to have people step into that.
What's cool too is just as we were asking the Lord to do and how we envision these nights, like you have people from recovery homes, you have people from a Methodist church that just left the United like Methodist denomination, you have people from the Dream Center who all go to different churches. So there's just this like hodgepodge, or you know, revelation vision of heaven and eternity, of just every kind of people here in this room. And it just has been beautiful. Mike, you've been in charge of kind of capturing the nights and preparing these really beautiful moment videos that we put out. What's something that you've kind of seen, I was going to say through the lens, which is funny. thank you.
That was good.
Anyway, like what's one thing that you've seen both yourself, but also the power that you've seen behind capturing video and kind of why we want to do that?
Yeah, so honestly, like the whole meaning behind videoing is like capturing God's glory on display.
Right.
it like rings in my head. I remember the first time, this is not encounter, but I mean the first encounter I came to, and you introduced me to people. You're like, this is someone who's like captured God's glory, and like it was like really impactful in the moment. And time's funny, but like, you know, video is another way of sharing the gospel visually.
That's right.
Right.
And you know, we're not doing this for show. Like, we are doing this because we want other people to see what God is doing on the earth.
Yeah.
Visually.
Right.
And you know, people may not have been able to come tonight, but they're able to watch a video or videos of what God is doing. And just what we've seen in the past two that we've done, like there's a lot of people who have watched these videos and like really just like took in like what God's doing.
Right.
And it was just like really cool to be able to do that. And then like tonight, like the three other people that I have with me filming are people that I serve a church with that I love dearly. And also people has served in the past, like John Steadman, who's also like helped build this as well with us.
Right.
It's been really cool just to see like God's glory on display and being able to like see people out there getting read by God's spirit. But like also for me tonight, when there's a moment to like, I'll start tearing up because of like just feeling God's presence. And it's like, it's easy being behind a camera to like not indulge yourself in that.
Right.
But like, I'm using my gifts to glorify God and like let other people see what God's doing. So
One of the things that I love too, and this is like honoring you, like the four, like I said, the four of us get to do this a lot together in a lot of spaces. And so the church that we go to, one of our campuses, we do these encounter nights to where, and a lot, and I've told you this, but like so much of these nights for me has come from inspiration from how you build encounter nights, the lens, the focus, just the intentionality behind not just singing. And I'm somebody who like, when I get on a song, I'm listening to that thing 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I want to sing it. Like there's a few services at our church that I get to plan. So there's sometimes where I'm like, okay, this is me wanting to do this. But to have input from you and input from you and input from you, Mike, there's just like this beautiful thing that we get to see when like tonight was all focused on Jesus' descension to earth, his time as a baby, his time as a human, like the glory and the insanity that is shepherds traveling from who knows how far. And I think that there was, when we got into A Holy Night, that whole like literally I'm like, am I gonna cry? We'll see. But I literally felt like everything shifted as soon as, and it was the second you got into that, into the new key, got into the parts, like something just changed to where that night, or that, sorry, that song, the lyrics are so incredibly simple, but present this Christmas story and Jesus's birth so well that there's like no way you can't be like, okay, here we go. I'm like getting it and I'm understanding it. And I don't know if there was any times like that was my moment tonight. What was, do y'all have any moments that kind of just like, I mean, you can share Darcy's. I mean, why not?
Yeah, my girlfriend was telling me just the power of like music and the power of instrumental in one of the spots where we're switching from singing this like hymn type song about Jesus coming to earth into Jesus, We Love You. And Darcy was like, for the first time I heard this instrumental and it was like prophesying, almost like the music was like prophesying this coming of the Savior and this birth of Jesus. And she saw this picture of him like being born. And then when we sang Our Affection, Our Devotion Poured Out on the Feet of Jesus, it's like I'm sitting here looking at this baby in a manger and saying Our Affection and Devotion Poured Out at the Feet of this Jesus who came down to earth, who became a baby. And so just the power of different perspectives to like sing a song that we've sang so many times. Like I know all four of us together, like Jesus, We Love You, anthem, such a good song. Never had it for the... never sang it from that perspective before. And that like changes things. And that's just like the power of worship, the power of the Christmas season and any season really, like just to be able to change perspectives. And so I'm grateful that every single night has a different lens. And tonight, especially, like such a good job building the set and making sure that we were looking at Jesus in a manger.
Beautiful.
That it was just this baby who needed an umbilical cord.
Like
was reliant on his mother.
God himself
to sustain him. And it was God himself. And the angels saw this baby in a manger and they just poured out worship. And that's what we were able to do, which is just crazy.
Bro, yeah. That I feel my moment tonight was in So Worthy.
Oh, yes.
Like, I don't know.
I watched you, man. It was beautiful.
I was down there. And I feel like it impacted me so much because it's like, yeah, it's December 1st. My mindset is like shifting to Christmas time and all the things about Jesus's birth. But I just watched a clip from The Chosen of where Mary, yeah, what show is that? Mary is with all the disciples around the fire and they're all like, tell us about like the birth.
Yes, yes.
And I love that because like that is not going to be like straight plucked from the Bible. That's like someone in art form telling like, hey, yeah, just maybe this was like this.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, he was crying and he needed me. Gosh, and he was so cold. And that gives me chills talking about it. Like, he needed me to clean him off. He needed me to hold him. He needed me to console him. He needed to be fed. And when you just think about like God came incarnate as a baby and needed a human to take care of him, to sustain his life.
Yeah.
It messed me up to sing, you're so worthy, Jesus Christ. And then worthy of it all, thinking about like, given all that I am, and like if the shepherds and all the people in the pasture brought frankincense and myrrh and gold, I'm like, you just want a melody now. Like, you just want my heart. Like, I don't have to bring you any physical thing other than me. And I think when you see worship through that lens, you can't help but just get caught up in the mystery of why would you come as a baby? And why would you do this? Why do you want me? Yeah. And it's just, I think that place just, you have your heart on the altar all over again when you're worshiping.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I think my moment tonight was the, where we did the bridge where it's like, my devotion, my affection.
Yeah.
And whenever I'm running camera, like if there's a song beforehand that like hits me in a certain way, I'm like really excited about it. And for me, that was just that part. That's where I like start tearing up. And
are we going to hear some in the camera afterwards?
probably.
I've heard it before. It's my favorite.
Yeah. It's just one of those moments to where like heaven meets earth.
Right.
And you get to see it visually.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like why I love running a camera and like recording and stuff, is because like we can revisit that. We don't have to have that as like a memory that's like distant. Like we can remember that and like receive that and like relive that and be able to like experience that. Yep. And for me, that moment, walking down the aisle, like hearing that, like it just like, it's just like I felt it in my heart. Like I felt it in my soul.
It's good.
Yeah.
Of it just like it's just blessing me, in all honesty. And that was kind of like my moment, because like I said, it's just like, I think in those moments when you feel that in your spirit, it's when like heaven meets you.
Right.
Yeah. Like heaven touches you in a way that's like very different and unique. And it's not just like me singing and worshiping, or not that I sing, but running a camera, like whatever it is, like those are just special moments for me that like I connect with God really well. And it was pretty cool.
Dream Center kids out here going crazy right now, bro. No, I love it.
I've done my best to like ignore it. Not
you did good.
I love it.
Be professional.
Oh man, that's the other moment for me that really, really got me. And it's the first time I've done it in a live setting with a congregation. But when we got to the Bridge of Raining and we started singing All Glory, All Honor, like all power, dude, I was turned around inside of this tree, basically. Like, I basically, like, and I just was like, I literally had this moment of, first of all, the room, 100 plus people in the room, but just this, like, moment of, like, those words is what eternity is going to be.
Yes, yes,
and those, like, those words are not a song.
Yeah.
That's, like, what God deserves and what we will be singing forever. Yeah. And so it was so simple, but I was just like, when you get into some kind of anthem or some kind of bridge or chorus or whatever, and you start singing heavenly words that will be said forever.
Mm-hmm.
It clicks in your head if you are walking with Jesus of like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
And that thin space, like whatever you want to call it, just becomes so evident. Mm-hmm. And it's like why, like it's why all of us like do this as often as we do.
Yeah.
And it's just so beautiful, and I'm just so thankful that we don't have to wait. Like that's something I said, is like, we at the beginning was like, we don't have to wait to experience eternity or experience God, or like he's just sitting here, like he already came here to be with us, and now we have a spirit to like sit with us forever. And it's just crazy to me.
And I think what's beautiful about that is there's been a beautiful thing that I feel like nights like this or encounter nights or those spaces shift people's perspective on worship and why we worship. That even just conversations I've had with my parents of like how their view of stuff has changed, that they used to, and honestly, it's somewhat of the church's fault in some way. Of worship was set up as like, hey, these are the songs to prepare your heart for the message. And it's like, no, it's not. This is like the most important thing we're going to do because it's the, by nature, what we were created to do. That what I love about nights like this and the length that they are is we've seen the beauty in waiting on the Lord. That there were so many moments tonight, if they in the congregation could hear you, were like, all right, we're gonna stay here for like 8 minutes.
I was like, let's just
but I love that because it shows like we're not hurried and God doesn't work in a hurry. And God like do not mesh. And I think the beauty is like when you wait on the Lord, he renews your strength. And so many people tonight, they get that refreshment in the instrumental moments like you're talking about, where nothing's being said, but all of heaven and the Lord is like leaning in, speaking. And I don't know. Blows my mind.
I think there's something to shifting your gaze to Jesus. And when you do that, nothing else matters. And it's like, you can make eye contact with him. Sometimes you'll be like, oh my gosh, I don't want to look away. And sometimes it's just like, okay, I'm looking at you again. But the consistent thing is like he is still worthy and we can command our bodies to bless the Lord. And I think that just us coming in and anyone coming in with this posture of like, okay, our main goal is to just shift our gaze to the Lamb. That like changes people for everything or changes everything for people. People coming in and realizing like worship is not contingent on how I feel. Worship is about who he is, what he's done, and what he's coming to do. And so it literally has nothing to do with me. I can just command my body to bless the Lord. And when people get that, it's like, I'm looking at him. You can take whatever away from me you want to, as long as I can keep my eyes on you. And so I think something so powerful about these nights is just the way that we can shift our gaze to look at the Lamb. Because he's literally just, he's still got fire in his eyes. It's the same fire that's been burning ever since he went up and took his seat in heaven, and he's gonna come back and he's gonna have that fire in his eyes when he comes back. And like, that's why we worship. And when Jesus, he was with his disciples and they were like, why do you guys not fast on the Sabbath? And Jesus was like, when the bridegroom's present, the party doesn't need to fast, but surely there will be a day. Surely there will be a day when the bridegroom's gone and then people will fast. And that's where we are now. We are fasting. We're putting our gaze on him and we're saying, come, come Lord Jesus. And so when people get that, when we shift our gaze to him, there's truly nothing else that matters. It's like, you can come. I'm going to keep asking you to come until you come. And there's nothing else that matters. And so I think that's just like so important. It's so important.
And I think like, even too, like, it's so important to create spaces like this because like something you pointed out in the last account, not encounter, the last worship night.
They all blend together.
I know, they all blend together. But like something you mentioned in the last worship night was like, we don't always get spaces like this to come and like worship God just freely. And I think it's so important and it's so cool that like we get to create spaces like this because we were created to do good. Like, because we are saints, because we have given our life to Jesus, from then we are created and we are sent out to create things that are good, to bring goodness into the world, which is stuff like tonight. And when it comes to songs, creating moments, creating space for people to be able to like worship God freely without it being constructed to a certain time and a certain timeline, that's where like we're able to like fix our gaze on Jesus, be able to like realign that. Because I know last time I was going to do a lot of things, and when you said that, I got off the camera and went in the back of the room and just sat and cried like most of the service. And it was like a special moment. And like, tonight wasn't one of those moments for me, but like being able to having really having to move around people as I'm running camera along with Davis, like having so many, there's so many people on the ground kneeling, praying, journaling, praying for the people. And like those can't happen if we don't create those spaces. And yeah, it can happen in the house. We're called to do that. But if we don't actively as Christians create spaces for other Christians to, if we're going to do it in heaven and worship together in heaven, why not create spaces now? Like you don't need to wait. So I think it's cool that like we've been able to provide that for others.
That's awesome. Last question, and we can wrap up. I know we've all been here for a while, but with this podcast being about, you know, it's called Stories of Hope. We want to keep spreading hope. I'd love to kind of just like, if we could give one thing that kind of you guys can either encourage people listening about these nights, and not necessarily like a, hey, come to the next one in February, more so just like either why it's important to you or why you think it's important to get out of your norm or anything like that. Like, I'd love for all of us just like share kind of something if we can think of something.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's kind of been my soapbox for like the last year, mm-hmm. is don't let worship be comfortable,
right?
Because it's never really meant to. Because I think so many things we do in life, we're going to seek out comfort. And I think when you look at what it looks like to worship a king, that is nothing about us. It's not about preference. Right. It's not about feeling. It's not about desire. It's all about Jesus has laid out a way to be worshiped. And that's the way, it's either true worship or it's not. There's not like a gray area. And so the thing that I'm always challenging myself with, or challenging other people with, is let the Holy Spirit tell you what to do in worship and say yes.
Right.
That there's so many times I think we'll feel the nudge of like, you should get on your face. And you're like, there's a lot of people in the room. And God's like, I know. And I think there's a beautiful thing to pressing through the fear of man in that.
Yeah. Wow.
And not just getting comfortable. And even just this past week at church, we had the chance to do a local Sunday. We did it in the round. And what was beautiful was it stretched people. Mm-hmm. And so if you haven't felt like your worship has been stretched in a while, and if you've never raised your hands, then that's a big deal. And God's proud of it. Or if you've never gotten your face, that's a big deal too. Everyone has their thing. What's obedience for you? I just think you need to be listening. And I'm still doing that now. That at one point, raising my hands was the biggest deal ever. It's like, oh my gosh, what are they going to think about this? And I think that needs to be consistently something we're bringing to the Lord at all times in our worship.
That's great.
Yeah. I think the beauty of extended spaces is the way that it actually gives us time. Everything I was talking about, like putting our gaze, it actually gives us time to do that.
Yeah.
Because we are distracted and busy human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, it's not God who we're waiting on, but we're actually waiting on our souls to actually turn ourselves to Him.
Yeah. Right.
To like throw away all these other things.
Yeah.
To be like, okay, I have all this stuff going on in my life, but I'm finally here. It's taking me an hour and a half, but I can finally feel like I can throw this stuff aside and put my eyes on Jesus.
Yeah.
Just to get to that moment, to lock eyes on Him, literally changes everything. And so the beauty of spaces like this is I'm grateful for regular church services. All that stuff I think is so cool that we all congregationally worship, and I don't want to diminish God's power in that. I think that God can move in any space, but I don't think our hearts are softened when we don't give enough extended time to actually soften them. And so, not saying that every single worship space needs to be an hour and 55 minutes, but the beauty of those spaces is that we can really soften our hearts and let God get down to deep stuff that He's been waiting for a long time to get to.
Yes.
And when He finally gets down there, that's when we're like, oh my gosh, it changes everything.
Beautiful.
And so it just takes us a while to get into it. It takes us a while to like step into these spaces and really like, almost like, when you walk into the ocean, there's like a long sandbank. Like you just got to walk forever. Sometimes it feels like you're ankle deep for 500 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you finally start walking deeper and deeper, it's like, okay, this is happening really fast. And it's like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And so I just think that is like the beauty is we need time because we're imperfect human beings.
Mm.
And God's like, I'm so ready for you and I'm consistent. And so I'm not going to change anything, but I'm waiting for you.
Right.
And the beauty of these spaces is that He waits.
Gosh,
and we get to come into His arms, even though it takes us a long time.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I'm still trying to process tonight.
That's good. It was pretty quick after.
Yeah, it was. And I just love, I think for me, like I don't have anything to like really give to people. Just kind of wait to what we get to like create and like see. Not from like a performance, any type of anything like that. It's not about performance.
No, thanks, guys.
Yep. had to do that.
I love it.
Man, I'm just like, I'm just in a space. I'm just like thankful.
Yeah.
Like God is just so good and so kind. And like November was literally busy and like December probably be a busy month. And like, I just love this space. Like you know, I feel like we have done so much together within the last, like, month. Last year.
Yeah,
like,
it's true.
So many worship nights, so many hangs, and, like, yeah. I'm just glad that, like, we have spaces together to do this.
Right.
And I'm glad. Yeah, to, like, slow down and, like, just be able to, like, encounter God and, like, encounter what he's doing. And I'm just really thankful. Yeah. I'm thankful where we get to have the space. Like,
yeah, me too.
Honestly, just, like, thankfulness. Like, I don't have, like, any, like, encouragement. Just, like,
I love it.
Just find a space of thankfulness and just be thankful for what God's doing in your life.
Yeah, that's good. For me, all I keep thinking is, like, just to encourage anybody who's listening, but also just us, like, and I said it a couple times tonight, but when you slow down and you think about the wild reality that, like, for those of us that, like, are gifted musically or gifted creatively or however you are gifted, like, leading people in song is, like, not the only form of leading worship, which is beautiful. Like, you do it through what you do. Like, what I know I made a joke about it, but, like, in the clips where I've, like, heard you, like, start to break down and encounter God behind the camera, like, when I know that that's happening and I know you behind the scenes, like, that changes me to where when I see you running camera, I'm like, okay, this mic's getting wrecked, even if it doesn't look like how I'm, like.
Yeah.
So it's just this really cool thing to where when you realize, like, our gifts are not our own, they're given to us to immediately be like, here you go, like, this is for you.
Yep.
That's what makes these nights for me in whatever setting it's in super, super special. And to do it alongside people, one, that you get to build deep relationship with because of the nature of what we're doing.
Yeah.
Like, when we're giving everything to Jesus for an hour and a half, like, those eternal inner bonds are going to build, like, immediately.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't known each other for that long, but, like, you are my three closest friends, like, which is just crazy that, like, all of it overlaps. But, like, it's because of the amount of time we've spent in the presence of God together, like, using our gifts to give back.
Yeah.
And so, like, for anybody, like, that's, like, my encouragement and my hope through this episode is that, like, spend time with Jesus, with the people in your life.
Yes.
Like, community, encountering God together, challenging, encouraging, like, all those things. It's just completely worth it.
And
just do it.
Yeah.
Like, find a way to do it. It doesn't have to be here. It doesn't have to, like, wherever you're at, like, just find a way to encounter
following
God
Jesus
with,
like, people is so fun.
Man.
It is so fun.
There's a reason the Savior picked 12 best friends right away.
Exactly.
Well, anyway. But
jeez.
Yeah. So just
it is.
Buddy. But just thank you guys just for doing this tonight. I know it's a long night for all of us. Thank you for leading our community, and I can't wait to see, like, what God's gonna do in the future. So I love y'all, and just thank you for doing this thing with us. It's
love
really cool.
I love you.
Thanks, guys.
I love you.
All right, well, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you on the episode of the podcast next week.